word of God speak, which you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God straight from the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon the Word of God in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, if you will, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 13. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get thee a linen girdle, and put it upon thy loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of the Lord, and put it on my loins. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, take the girdle that thou hast got, which is upon thy loins, and arise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise, go to Euphrates, and take the girdle from thence which I commanded thee to hide there. Then I went to Euphrates and digged and took the girdle from the place where I had hid it. And behold, the girdle was marred. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle cleaveth to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, saith the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore thou shalt speak unto them this word, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto thee, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then shalt thou say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, saith the Lord. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear ye, and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he cause darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eye shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Say unto the king and to the queen, humble yourselves, sit down, for your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it, it shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given thee, thy beautiful flock? What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains, and as chief over them, shall not sorrows take thee as a woman in travail? And if thou say in thine heart, wherefore come these things upon me? For the greatness of thine iniquity are thy skirts discovered, and thy heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord. Because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood, therefore will I discover thy skirts upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. I have seen thine adulteries and thy neighings, the lewdness of thy whoredom, and thine abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be? Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah chapter 13. Now here is the sense of it found in Matthew Henry's commentary on Jeremiah chapter 13. Dr. Matthew Henry said it was usual with the prophets to teach by signs and symbols. And we have the explanation, verses 9 through 11. The people of Israel had been to God as this girdle. He caused them to cleave to him by the law he gave them, the prophets he sent among them, and the favors he showed them. They had, by their idolatries and sins, buried themselves in foreign earth, mingled among the nations, and were so corrupted that they were good for nothing. If we are proud of learning, power, and outward privileges, it is just with God to wither them. The minds of men should be awakened to a sense of their guilt and danger, yet nothing will be effectual without the influences of the Spirit. As the bottle was fitted to hold the wine, so the sins of the people made them vessels of wrath, fitted for the judgments of God, with which they should be filled till they caused each other's destruction. The prophet exhorts them to give glory to God by confessing their sins, humbling themselves in repentance, and returning to his service. Otherwise, they would be carried into other countries in all the darkness of idolatry and wickedness. All misery witnessed or foreseen will affect a feeling mind, but the pious heart must mourn most over the afflictions of the Lord's flock. Here is a message sent to King Jehoiakim and his queen. Their sorrows would be great indeed. Do they ask, wherefore come these things upon us? Let them know it is for their obstinacy in sin. We cannot alter the natural color of the skin, and so is it morally impossible to reclaim and reform these people. Sin is the blackness of the soul. It is the discoloring of it. We were shapen in it so that we cannot get clear of it by any power of our own. But Almighty grace is able to change the Ethiopian skin, if you will. Neither natural depravity nor strong habits of sin form an obstacle to the working of God. The new creating spirit, the Lord asks of Jerusalem, whether she is determined not to be made clean. If any poor slave of sin feels that he could as soon change his nature as master his headstrong lusts, let him not despair, for things impossible to men are possible with God. Let us then seek help from him who is mighty to save. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. My name is Daniel White III, your host. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. But most importantly, believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins. He suffered and bled and died for your sins on the cross. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. He is the eternal Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God for the whole world, who has taken away our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Trust Christ as your Savior today. Please stay tuned for a complete sharing of the gospel so that you can understand it and be saved today. May God bless you real good is my prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, your holy word, your Holy Spirit. Have it to work in our lives and to change us from the inside out for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6